Hi guys! Welcome to Self-Help Presentation Training number 12. Our topic today, the optimal sequence of events. Stay with me, this is Martial Champagne. Hi guys, this topic will be a little bit longer than my other podcast. I need to share a little bit what is in my book the best sequence of events when you present a topic. Let's say that you have two or three points to share in your topic, point A, point B, and point C. So the first thing you're doing, first, you introduce yourself. Good morning, good day, guys. My name is Martial Champagne. I'm so happy to be with you today. This is an amazing opportunity for me to present this stuff for you. I'm going to share this topic in three points, point A, point B, and point C. And you tell them exactly what these points are. For example, you're going to talk about heart and peripheral vascular. So you can say, my first topic will be, point A will be the heart, how the heart is made, you know. And then B will be the arteries, and C will be the venous system. And then you go on, you move on. But some might choose to even start after or even before they introduce themselves, to share a little bit of a story. They'll show a clip. And then they'll introduce themselves. It's other ways to do that. You know, show a clip and then introduce yourself or then ask right away, guys, what do you think about that? Yeah. Or there's many, many ways to introduce. Be creative. You know, be flexible. Be creative. But this is the classic way of doing things. So you introduce yourself. You explain the topics and the three elements of your topics. And then you share one element, you explain the importance of it, you illustrate it, you give a real-life example, you show a clip, you do something that will create an emotion with this first topic. Let's say I'm talking about art. There's so many things you can talk. You can talk about, you know, I don't know exactly on what matters you will address that, but you can talk about someone who has a heart disease. What is the influence of a heart disease with a older person or a real life story? What is the impact on their daily activities? Something like that. And then you move on, you illustrate, you give a short clip, you give a real life story, and then you ask question. It's interactive. Your first element, okay, my first topic A is heart. Then you give a real life story, and then you ask question. What, guys, what do you think about that? What will you do in that case? What are the elements that are very important? What are the signs and symptoms of a heart disease right here in this story? Something like that, you know, you get them involved. And then you move on to the next, you make a transition. And then, guys, we talked about heart. Now I would like to talk about arteries. And this is what arteries is all about. And this is what their roles are and how it makes and, you know, how it their function and how it works. And then you give another real life, you give examples, you show a clip, you show a drawing, you show a vascular system who's working right in front of them on a YouTube clip or something like that, you know, you get them involved and then say, look here. And then while you show the clip, you can show them something, look here and point there and point here and explain, you know, get them involved. And then the same thing, you make a transition. And while you're making transition, you say, guys, today we're already talking about vascular system. We talked about the heart. We talked about the arteries. Now we'll move on to talk about the venous system and stuff like that, you know. And then you do the same thing. You illustrate. You give an example. You can give a real-life story. You can give a case scenario. You can ask question, guys, if you have swelling legs, what does that mean? And when, you know, is it a sign of symptoms of artery disease, of a venous system, stuff like that? You get them involved. Ask people for their question, And then at the end, you share clips, you share real life stories, you ask questions. And then at the end, you make a conclusion, a general conclusion by integrate all these elements together. Guys, today we've talked about the vascular system. We talked about the importance of the heart, the health of the heart. Then we've talked about the arteries, and then we've talked about the venous system. This is how it works all together, and this is how it's made in the cells. This is all the roles and the importance of their roles in the health of the heart system is. So, and then, you know, you make a good conclusion, opening to the future. You can say, you know, the research are made now about, you know, new mechanical heart or whatever you want to bring the future, the opening to the future, the technology or whatever, the health system or we take care of heart surgery and stuff like that. And then you ask people, guys, do you have any question about this stuff today? Are you excited about that as I am, you know? And then thank them. Guys, I really thank you for your time. I appreciate being here, sharing this topic with you. I hope it helped you as it helped me to understand this whole thing. And good luck in your future. I don't know how you close that, but make them live an experience. And you did because you were passionate. You were focused, you were prepared, you avoid reading, you were the expert, you were able to answer their question, you respected your public, you properly used the multimedia, you illustrate with stories, with music, with clip, whatever you had, drawings, you illustrate your content. And you realize that you were in the selling business, you know, you were a seller. You tried to convince them the importance of your topic. And then you were interactive because you asked a lot of questions. You kept asking questions after you share a story or you show a clip or something like that. And then you did a creative, optimal sequence of events. You know, you were creative and then you keep it short and sweet. You were loud, you were confident, and people applaud you. You know, there's no choice. At the end, you have no choice. If you follow all the tricks that I've given to you and all these podcasts, you will succeed. If you have any question, feel free to write to me. My name is Martial Champagne, Martial, M-A-R-T-I-A-L dot Champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-G-N-E. @gmail.com. It was a pleasure to be with you and hope it will help. So see you later, guys.